Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's TNT time today, so here we are, Pastor Tasila. It's TNT time. Hooray, hooray. And I would like for all of you, I'm just going to go ahead and get through my announcements real quick, if you don't mind, Pastor Tasila. I would like for everybody to pick up their phones. Yeah, you know, since we have just a little bit of time here, we want everyone to pick up your phones, go to your computers or your inbox, text your family and friends, and encourage them to dial in right now. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. I'll repeat that, 646-668-8537, or just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight and all this week. Now, you can friend me, T. Meyer McCain, T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R-M-C-C-A-I-N, T. Meyer McCain. Just go ahead and friend me and then and go to that page. Or just go to the page. You can go right to it and see the post for this particular show, and then you go ahead and click on it, and you can listen from your computer. You can listen actually tonight and all this week from your computer, or if you happen to see it on you know, YouTube or Instagram or something like that, Twitter, just click on the link or the picture. Okay, so we'll do that. And keep in mind that you can also see T. Meyer and Tasila on Facebook Live. You can see us on YouTube. Now, let me mention, if you want to see us on Facebook Live, it's usually on Tuesdays. You'll have to go to hsbn.tv. That's where you go to see T. Meyer and Tasila. Our program is called The Message of Life. Go to hsbn.tv, and then you'll see you'll see us live, doing the actual thing live. And a lot of the others are taped, but on Tuesdays we usually do a live thing on Tuesday between 2 p.m. and 2 and 2:30, somewhere around in there. Yeah, between 2 and 3. So just go and check it. HSBN.TV Live, The Message of Life, T. Meyer and Tasila. And to see us any other time, you can go to YouTube and any other of our media platforms. Also, remember, we have a book, and it's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. You could actually go to our website and look for it. Our website is churchofjesuschristministry.com. You just go there, click on the three little lines, and you can navigate through it. You go to books and click on that, and it will take you to Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. It'll take you right to Amazon because it's available right now on Amazon. So you can go there and order a couple of books. You will love this book. You will be enlightened. I say the Spirit of the Lord will move on you as you sit in a very private place and read this book. And then after that, let's see, what else do we have? Something else I'm missing.
Come and visit us.
Come and visit. You have to come and visit us. You know, we have such a great time
family.
At the church. Yes,
family.
A good family
yeah.
time.
Oriented
and
church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, you'll love it. And so just come. We're Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And we're every Sunday. We have our services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So come and join us. If you live near Upland, near the Inland Empire, even if you're in the Los Angeles area, you can just take a little trip out and worship with us. You'll be blessed, and you'll love it. Now, I know that many of you are listening from other parts of the world, not just the country, but other parts of the world. So just hop on a plane and come and visit us this Sunday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, don't go away. We're going to be right back, and when we get back, we're going to go into whatever we're going to talk about today, our message for today. So don't anyone move. Don't even breathe. Hold your breath. We'll be right back. Hold it. We'll be right back.
To tell anyone, even though you tried, no one else would understand your shame, your loss of pride. No one else would take a stand, and so silently you cried. And then you heard a whisper, you are not alone. I am here to stay.
Beautiful song. That's a very beautiful song. All righty. And you know something, Pastor Chasila, wait a minute. It seems like, can you hear that? What is this? It means that it's TNT time right now. It's TNT time. Mm-hmm. So, Pastor Tosilo, what exactly are we going to be talking about tonight?
We have a great subject, and we want to know, and we're asking you guys out there, so you guys can write us and talk to us, too, back. Like Pastor T said, you could go on Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, and you could call in and ask us questions. But we want to know, why are Christians following the ways of the world? What is going on?
And there are many of
that. It's not a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them. They even have TV shows that are just as worldly as the world is. focusing on things that isn't really, truly not of God. Because of that, you know, now witchcraft and rebellion has entered the church because it's too much mingling. Two, you can't have two. You have to have either A or B. You can't have two. You either serve God or you serve the enemy. And the world, word tells us to be vigilant about our walk. It says be sober. And because the devil goes to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Even in James 4:4 calls some of you adulteresses. He goes on to say, you have become spiritual adulterers who are having an affair, an unholy relationship with the world. Don't you know that flirting with the world's values place you at odds with God? Whoo, that is strong. I would not want anything to put me at odds with God. And that's why we have our special little times, you guys, so that you can go over a cleansing session and ask the Lord, is anything between us that's causing a problem? But it's telling you this right here, that flirting with the world and their values and the way they think and do things, you are at odds with God. Whoever chooses to become the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. That's strong too. Christians will know of a person that stands for all things unholy, and you guys know them, and against the word of God, yet they will put that person in office because of our family has always been whatever that is, whatever that political position is, and the family has always stood for that, so now they want to continue in that, and then turn around and complain when laws are put in place regarding criminal acts and abuse against humanity. Right now we see so many things that is against humanity, that are crimes against humans. And today alone, a lady was drugged across a concrete ground just because someone wanted her purse. And the lady had to be like 5'5", and the person who wanted the purse had to be like 6'3". But he wanted it so bad, he just kept dragging her and dragging her and dragging her. And why are people stealing like this and attacking people? Because somebody put a law out that as long as you steal up to $950, you won't be prosecuted. You'll just probably might go to jail, and then they'll let you out because it's not enough. That is not right. You guys know that a lot of that stuff is of the devil. And does the scripture means nothing you say that God's breath, let me see, does the scripture means nothing to you, I'm asking, that says the spirit that God breathed into our hearts is a jealous lover who intensely desires to have more and more of us? Does that mean anything to anybody? The way that God has intended for his body to act towards him, but he can, and even though they don't, he still continues to pour out more and more grace upon us. For it says, because the fact that we're all still here, breathing good, living good, eating good, shows that the grace of God is upon each and every one of us. But it says in the word, God resists you when you are proud. Whoa, he's saying. That's the total opposite of the world. But continually, even though you're proud, a lot of people are, God is continually pouring out his grace upon us. And he says he continually pours out his grace when you are humble. Listen, all you have to do is decide to team up. I'm talking to all the people that have decided already that they wanted to team up with those that are proud. You're in trouble because it says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So then surrender, that's what the word is telling us, to God. Stand up against the devil and resist him, and he will turn around and run away from you. There is God's ways, rules, statutes, and laws. Then there's the systems of this world that God said for all of us to come out of. He said, you know, be in it, but not of it. Because we live here, we can't help but to be in it. But he's telling us, do not be of the world, because the systems of this world belong to Satan. They are ruled and shaped in lawlessness, and the opposite of all things holy and the will of God. And Deuteronomy 18:9 says, and this goes for us too. He said, when you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving thee, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. Or the Lord said, do not do what you are seeing them do. They are not mine. They are under the influence of the god of this world. So why do you think that so many people are intoxicated today? Because it makes it easier for Satan to control them. Today we have a front seat, all of us, by the way of video, the same video that would play on Judgment Day, by the way, of massive gang looting, adult chair fighting, every other word is a bomb, even kids repeating it and adults laughing, unnatural affections towards animals, unnatural affections between humans, the intermingling of iron and clay and science with AI, the doctrine If it makes you feel good, then just do it. All spiritual ways are great ways to God. We got all this going on at the same time. And also, whatever I hear from these ancient spirits while astral traveling, I would decree it and bring it back into your life when I get back. Because people are saying and doing things that you know are lies, and they're not of God. Yet, people are listening and following them. God cautions us to come out of her, my people. And God has a divine covering for all those who separate themselves to him in this hour. He goes on to say, sanctify yourself. Be you holy, even as I am holy. You know, before the day of Pentecost even came, that Simon the sorcerer was divining or telling the future or giving a word for money. And when he saw the apostles, he really thought he can become rich if he possessed that gift. And it says in Acts 8:18, when Simon saw how the Holy Spirit was released through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he approached them and offered them money, saying, I want this power too, saying, I am willing to pay for you the anointing that you have. I am willing to pay you for the anointing that you have, so that I also can lay hands on everyone to receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter, he rebuked him and said, your money will go with you to destruction. How could you ever think that you could purchase God's supernatural gifts with money? Now, I'm telling you guys out there, I hope some of you all are listening, but this is a warning for all those who do such a thing. You will never have this gift. God is saying those that do these things, will, like Peter told him, you will never have this gift or take part in this ministry. You have no part with us, and you have no portion in this faith that we have. He's trying to say, you are not of us, you're not with us. That is not how things are done. Jesus paid the ultimate price for these things, and you are not to sell them. And what do we see? People selling prayer cloths, books. I mean, it's okay to sell a prayer cloth. It's okay to sell a book. It's okay, but not so that you can get a word or not so that you can get gain from it. It's the furtherance of the kingdom of God. But he says, for your heart is not right with God. He goes on to tell him, repent this moment for allowing such wickedness to fill you. Plead with the Lord that perhaps he will forgive you for the treachery, he's saying, that's in your heart. He's asking him, you should probably repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive you because you have treachery in your heart. Peter says something very interesting at this point to let us see why there are so many Simons the sorcerers in the church. He said, for I discern that jealousy, envy has poisoned you and binds you as a captive to sin. You know, guys, with envy and jealousy comes every evil work, and it brings covetousness. People become covetous. Some things is not for you. Everybody wants to do the same thing that they're seeing other people do, but that's not the things that God wrote out for you. Just like you have your own set of fingerprints, God has things that he wrote. And look in Psalms 139 about each and every one of us that we are supposed to fulfill on our own. So we're not supposed to be monkey see and monkey do. You know, sometimes I remember back when there was like a rapist or a serial killer, sometimes they didn't want to talk about it because they knew it would spark more like the same that was already out there. But now, every time we have people doing something, everybody is doing it. And that's not how God designed it. He didn't design us to look at another person and then be a chameleon and copy exactly what they're doing, because he already wrote out your portion and what he wants for you to do. If everybody was an eyeball and just could see, then they wouldn't have any hands. We need every part of the body. We need the feet, we need the hands, the eyes, the entire body to operate, but yet in their function, not in the function of others. And that is the problem. He saw them doing something he wasn't even called to, anointed to, appointed to, and he wanted to do it. And it's a spirit of covetousness. And that is also a sin. And the Lord says, keep your eyes on me. If we keep our eyes on the Lord, then he will instruct us. He will direct our path. It says the path of the righteous is directed of God. You know, because in 1 Corinthians 12:6 says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Not the same Spirit that Simon had, but the Spirit of the Lord. And there are differences in administrations, but the same Spirit of the Lord. They might operate differently according to the personalities, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now we see all kinds of operations going on, but the question is that I'm asking, and you guys need to ask too, who are you operating from? When you are receiving prophetic knowledge, is this from the one true living God or from a familiar spirit or the prophet's own heart? Spirits that love to tell you about your new business, your boyfriend, your husband, your cars, your future without God. You see, at the end of the age, we have a lot of spiritual advisors. But what spirit are they speaking from? Acts 19:15 says, the demon in the man, remember the sons of Sceva who cast out or tried to cast the demon out of a man? Well, it says the demon in the man said, I know about Jesus and I recognize Paul, but who do you think you are? They had no authority. And that's what happens when we operate in areas that God didn't call us into and do things that is just because monkey see, monkey do. It has no authority, has no power in it. And this is what the demon was even kind of reprimanding them. He says, I know about Jesus and I recognize Paul, but who do you think you are? That one spirit attacked seven men and beat them mercilessly. Why? Mm. Because they came in the wrong name.
Yeah.
They came in the wrong name. Right, Pastor P? First John 4, it says, dear children, the end of this age is near. You have already heard that the Antichrist is arising, and in fact, many enemies of Christ have already appeared, and this is how we know that we are living in the closing of the hour of this age. Why? Because of the arising enemies of Christ. You see so many blasphemers, so many people attacking Christians on corners and speaking out against Christianity and pastors and people that are serving God. It's like a rising, an uproar of demonic spirits attacking Christians. And you also, you don't see it a lot here, but you see it in other countries, Christians being persecuted for reading their Bibles, for being a Christian. And so the Antichrist spirit is arising, and that's how you know we're at the end. It says, for even though they were once a part of us, they withdrew from us because they were never really of our number. Let them grow together. That's what God says. A lot of times people be in our midst, be around us and stuff, but sometimes they're not with us. They're not even really a part of us. But the way the Lord sees it, he says, let the wheat and the tares grow together. For if they had truly belonged to us, they would have continued with us. Who is the real liar? That's what he asks. But the one that denies that Jesus is the Christ. It's going to come down to this, you guys. You better hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep him in your heart and your mind and your spirit, because he is the real. And it says he is the real, talking about he's showing you who the real Antichrist is. He is the real Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever rejects the Son rejects the Father. Whoever embraces the Son embraces the Father also. So you must be sure to keep the message burning in your heart, because that is the message of life, life, Christ, Jesus, and the Father residing in us. Hold on to that. Don't allow anybody to take that from you. Don't allow anybody to come to you and try to tell you that Jesus is not the Christ. They want to believe that, let them believe whatever they want. You know, you try to help them, but if they want to believe that, like the word says, let the dust fall from off your feet and remove yourself. But it's a lot of Antichrist in this realm right now. Be strong in the Lord. Don't try to keep yourself in a place closer to God right now, in a secret place closer to the Lord. Don't try to, you know, be so frivolous with your salvation, but check it and stay close. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. So much spiritual activity is going on even tonight, Pastor Tasila. While you were speaking, it was a lot of static, a lot of things happening in the background. But praise God, your voice still stayed loud and clear. And it got so bad that I started rebuking it in the name of Jesus, and then it just went away. So I don't know if our listeners actually heard that, but Satan didn't want you to preach what you was preaching. And he tried to cause some noise. You guys stay right there. Don't go away. I'll be right back, and I'm going to reply to this message as well. Don't go away.
stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Hallelujah. You're listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Praise the Lord. And we're here, TNT. Now, the question was asked, why are Christians following the ways of the world? Well, Pastor Cecilia, you know, there's many reasons, and you brought up so many good things. There are many reasons why many Christians start following the ways of the world. And one of the ways is that they are drawn away by their own lust, like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve would have never been tempted to disobey God if iniquity was not in them. You see, Satan planted a suggestion. He planted a seed in the mind of Eve, actually in both of their minds. But let me go on and say this. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, because Satan had entered in him, he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Like, that's a big good thing. They were never supposed to know evil, only good. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she ministered actually what Satan had ministered to her, to her husband. She ministered to her husband the words that Satan had said to her. But Adam, he didn't correct her. He didn't put her in check. He didn't rebuke her for even having such a thought to disobey God. Instead, he listened to her and obeyed the false message by Satan. Why? Why did Adam obey the suggestion of Satan? Because iniquity was in his heart as well as Eve. Therefore, they entertained the thought, accepted the thought, and sinned. They ate of the tree. They disobeyed. It goes on to say she took of the fruit. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. They were naked because the glory of the Lord had departed from them. They became Ichabod. The glory has departed. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Many Christians who have gone after the world will cover themselves with a lie, they'll have a facade, a mask, because they don't want to reveal their inner sin or their iniquities. Understand that it is not unusual for Satan and demons to go after Christians, strong Christians as well as weak Christians. They do this continually. Satan wants them to take heed to his suggestions so that their end result will be sin, because they were drawn away by their own lust. Satan draws Christians away from the Lord by their lust, by their own lust. When Christians are drawn away into the world, they begin to think like the world, which caused them to begin to think like demons. And it is so deceptive that the Christian has no idea that they've been deceived and that they have fallen away. We must be alert. Be careful. Guard your hearts. Obey the Lord, as it is written in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We must be in a place in our walk with the Lord that we know his will in this hour, his perfect will. But we must have a change of mind and a change of lifestyle. If we follow what Paul suggests, then we will for sure be true Christians who will never fail or fall. This is what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 32, that ye put on concerning the former conversation or former lifestyle, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He's saying, put all that off. Take it off and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Therefore, putting away lying and speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Be you angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Yeah, many things will make you angry, but that don't mean that you have to sin because you're angry. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. Another reason that many Christians are following the ways of the world is because they listen and accept spirits and people who seduce them and pull on them and draw them away, dangling exactly what they desire in front of them. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Many Christians have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, teachings of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron. Demons study you. Christians, understand that. Demons study you continually, daily, day and night. They know your likes and dislikes. They know your strengths, which they try to avoid, and they know your weaknesses, which they are drawn to. They're drawn to your weaknesses. Therefore, they draw you by attacking your mind, giving you their thoughts. Once this is accomplished, then they completely take over your life. Jesus tries to warn us because he wants us to be alert for when he comes. Luke 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, this is the Lord speaking, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with satiety and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. Peter tries to warn us as well in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness. Another reason that many have gone the way of the world is because many Christians make provision for their flesh and not for the spirit. As Paul states in Romans chapter 13, verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. There are many Christians who are very selfish. We have entered into a selfish generation, and just like the world, these worldly Christians will go their own way and not the way of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 24. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels and in the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. God gave us a perfect example of being holy and blameless, and that was Jesus Christ himself. Yes, you know, I can hear you now. Yes, but he's Jesus. No one can be as righteous as Jesus. You know, this is what you're probably thinking. But you're wrong. If you're thinking that, you're wrong. Listen, we all know that God gave us the Ten Commandments, and we are to walk and live by them even today, even though a lot of people disagree with that, but we are. But how? How do we live according to God's Ten Commandments? That's impossible, you might say. Well, we do it by staying in and with Jesus Christ, believing in him and obeying him, because he fulfilled all the commandments of God himself. When God said, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, Jesus never had any other gods other than the one true living God. When God said, make no graven images or anything in heaven or on earth to bow down to them, Jesus never made any graven images. When God said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, Jesus never took or used the name of the Lord in vain. He never made God's name common or of no effect. He always reverenced the name of the Father. When God said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, Jesus not only remembered the Sabbath day, but became the Sabbath. He gives us rest, for he is the Lord of the Sabbath, and he prepares us for his ultimate Sabbath day, which is his ultimate day of rest. When the Lord said, honor thy father and thy mother, Jesus did exactly that. He honored his mother and his father, his earthly mother and earthly father. When God said, thou shalt not murder, Jesus never murdered anyone. Instead, he gave life to those around him. Even to this day, he's still giving life. When the Lord said, thou shalt not commit adultery, Jesus never committed adultery because he never He never married, but he will marry his church, and he is a faithful, he is faithful, so he will be a faithful husband to his bride, to us. When the Lord said, thou shalt not steal, Jesus never stole anything from anyone. Instead, he gives. Jesus is a giver. When God said, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, Jesus never bared false witness against anyone. When the Lord said, thou shalt not covet, Jesus never coveted anything that belonged to anyone else, ever, never. He never did that. The Ten Commandments painted a perfect picture of Jesus. It shows us how to be perfect, and we all can fulfill these Ten Commandments when we stay in a good relationship with the Lord. We keep loving him, obeying him, believing in him, following him. Then we will never go the way of the world. There will be no need to go the way of the world, because Jesus will supply all of our needs and many of our wants, you know, the wants that's good for us. So if we stay in Christ Jesus, then we have fulfilled all the commandments of God as well. We must be determined to finish this course. We must fight, put our flesh in subjection to the Holy Spirit, keep walking and serving the Lord, as it is written in Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Please take heed to what God said to the Israelites in Ezekiel 18, verse 31. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For you, why will you die? This is what the Lord is asking, O house of Israel. So if you feel that you are falling short, you are being tempted and pulled, just call on the name of the Lord and say this scripture in Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Stand on it and believe that God will do it. Believe that God can do it and that he will do it for you. But you have to be open to do it. Remember now, and my wife really reminded a lot of you of the times that we're living in. Evil is all around, and it is so easy for Christians to be tempted in this hour. You know, a lot of Christians don't believe that God can meet all their needs, and so they'll take matters into their own hands and begin to just trust in other people or other things. You know, even Pastor Tassila, even Christians, you know, there's some Christians that will go to psychics and witches. And
mediums.
Mediums. The same sin that Saul did. And God hates all of that. But they're looking for answers. And a lot of times they go to people, other people looking for answers. Remember, Christians, you have a direct connect to the Lord Jesus Christ. By way of his Holy Spirit. You have a direct connection to him. The only reason that you would go to anybody is if the Lord drew you to them. If the Lord told you, go here, this person has a word for you. And that word will confirm what God already told you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So just keep your eyes open. Yes, it's a confirmation. Because when you have a relationship with the Lord, when you're connected with him, then whatever he does or whoever he sends your way will merely confirm the truth that he's placed in you. That's what it'll do. So stay strong out there. I know that the pull is strong. Sometimes the flesh gets up so high that you just, you know, you're ready to give in, but fight. Stand and fight with as much as you can, and don't give in to the subliminal suggestions of Satan. He put thoughts in your mind, and he wants you to receive those thoughts, and then eventually obey those thoughts. You know, it starts in the mind, then it falls to the heart, and then you do it. It goes to the body, and the body reacts. And you don't want to do that. So stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and know that our God is the deliverer, and we have to understand that He's the Savior, which means deliverer. He's our deliverer, and He delivers us from everything, anything. Be it mental, physically, spiritually, your whole situation, whatever it is, financially, the Lord will deliver you from everything. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And I wanna say something too the people who live in dual households or that are have dual family members. Like you're with your family and some of them are saved and some of them aren't. And then you're in your household, maybe some of the brothers and sisters are saved and some of them aren't. You be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Lord has grace for that. And you be the light in all those situations. It might seem like you're alone right now, but guess what? You're the blessed one. You are the catalyst to that family. You're the one that's going to make sure that entire family gets saved. It doesn't look like it right now. But you are a catalyst for that entire family. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for you answering the call after God called you, your family entire would be lost. But because you came in, now you could bring others into the fold. And it doesn't look like it. I know they're partying up. They're stealing, probably part of the loot gang out there, snatch and grab gang. and the Boom's Farm gang and all of that kind of stuff that people's families, you know, get into. I remember once, and this is a true story, but it's about me. My family didn't want me, you know, around necessarily because I was a Christian. And so I called myself crying to my mother and telling her about it, that they didn't invite me to this or that and that and this. And it made me laugh when I thought about it when I got older because my mom's response to all of it was, oh, that's just because you don't smoke weed. I was like, my point exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes being an outcast or being on the outside. So one time I had the nerve to cry out to the Lord about it too. And because my friends and family it was like a total rejection. So I had the nerve to cry out to the Lord and tell Him about it. And He asked me a question. And he said, would you rather trade places with them? And I thought about it. I was like, no. He was like, okay, keep walking. They're coming. They're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming in. Your families are coming in. It might not look like it, but be a light to them. And I promise you, God is going to give you. You're not going to lose anything except you receive it back 100-fold. So don't worry about them. And we're so glad you guys tuned in. Sometimes Pastor Tia and I, we just want to talk to you guys. So if you have anything you want to ask, just send it to us. We love answering back and bringing out sermons about your questions. If you have any questions, go to Church of Jesus Christ Ministry and write on a page or write on Pastor T's Facebook page or whatever, and you can ask any question you want. And we'll try to address it on here.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.